Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, you know, it's quite a few things, and it's about to expand. Right now, it's 50 million rounds encompassed by 27,000 square feet of enclosure, constantly coming in and constantly going out with some of the craziest prices on the web, especially when something's on sale. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Since I had Mean Gene in the studio yesterday, which I need to get out and do more location stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed having him in here. Of course, Gene is not exactly he's not a real get out there and get in your face kind of guy. So I was actually pleased with the way he reacted, because he actually I thought he shined. But anyway, that's all beside the point. I need to get out there and do that more often. We are coming off of a momentous weekend where we actually had a police department in Dallas shot at and attacked by a lone gunman. I'm actually glad that I was not live when all of this was unfolding, because there was so much bad information coming out. The New York Magazine, Cleveland Sun-Times, the UK Daily Mail, CNN, and other mainstream media outlets were attempting to push this claim that Dallas Police Headquarters attacker James Boulware used an automatic weapon in his assault shortly after midnight, in addition to crudely manufactured black powder pipe bombs. Now, Bob Owens got involved in the Twitter stream, and he came out there and looked at everything and pointed out that all video auto supports semi-auto rate fire only. No automatic weapon fire at all. Some, like CNN reporter Nick Valencia, insisted that police claimed that automatic weapons were used. The initial claim was that there was as many as four shooters. And the sole source of the claim for automatic weapons was an alleged eyewitness. And here's the thing about the alleged eyewitness. How much have we seen where they'll flash up a silhouette of an AK or an AR and call that an automatic weapon? That's what I think was at work. They said, that looks just like an automatic weapon, like a saw TV. So, I just looked at that with somewhat of a jaundiced eye. This would have been historic if this were actually the case. This claim was never made by Dallas Police Major Max Guerin or the Dallas PD anywhere. Never made a claim on Twitter. And they never supported the claim at the DPD Beat, the Dallas Police Department blog. Chief David O. Brown merely shared their claims at a time when facts were in short supply and rumors were rampant. During one press conference, Chief Brown did say that it was witnesses that said the fire was from fully automatic weapons. He never made that claim independently, nor did he ascribe those claims to Dallas police officers who engaged the attacker. He was merely relating claims. Now here's the problem. Here's the issue. this reverse education, this perverse education that the mainstream media has done upon a very unsuspecting populace for the most part, it parallels exactly what has happened to black America when it comes as far as guns are concerned. As far as I'm concerned, it does. Can I use that twice in one sentence? Getting out there and all of these things that they've got, weapons of war and all these other claims, automatic weapon, fully automatic, all this other nonsense, creates a bunch of falsehoods that have to be, you have to go back and unwind them. Now, had I been live, I would have been out there preaching everything I just have discounted to you. Because, like I said, it would have been an historic occasion for there to be a truly automatic weapon used. There was claims during the D.C. Naval Yard shooting that there was a fully automatic weapon used in that one by Aaron Alexis. There were claims that in the Aurora shooting that James Holmes was fully armored. I mean, all the way down to the tops of his feet. And, I just had this vision in my mind of a black knight in that particular instance. But this is the danger of a media trying to get a hold of a story, not paying attention to what they should be doing, which is they're trying to get out facts and only facts and not throw out a bunch of falsehoods. Now, if you've got an official that gets out there and says, today Martians attacked the Dallas Police Department. If a bunch of Dallas officials get out there and say that, maybe that's your lead. But if you only hear one thing from an alleged eyewitness with no corroboration whatsoever, maybe the headline should be Dallas Police Department under attack. Now, here's the other thing that this brings up. Police, this is not good to do this to the police. For all of you out there who would protest the police, that think, well, there's too much policing going on, there's too much of this, too much of that. It's a lot worse when they're not there, because most of you are not prepared to deal with it. You're not prepared to deal with a lawless society. I mean, I pay attention to everything that goes on around me. The other day, somebody put up a one. I've got several administrators on the show Facebook page, and somebody put something up that is, typical troop humor in the face of ISIS. Regarding bacon and beer. And I got a like from a guy who claims to be in Baghdad. Now I look at that and I'm thinking, why is a guy in Baghdad looking at my Facebook page? I don't get out there and say, ooh, look at the likes. Look at the penetration I'm getting with that. No, I look at everybody that likes it. I am more prepared to handle a lawless society than most people walking around on the street today. And I walk around that way all the time. But if we're going to start having attacks on police departments in certain areas, before long, all of them will begin to wait when they get a call. They will wait until they're in a mass big enough. And then for all of you that are getting out there saying, we're tired of the paramilitary tactics, that's all you're going to see. They're only going to come in mass, and they're going to come with all of the paramilitary toys they've been allowed to keep. I don't agree. Hey, don't get me wrong. I don't agree with using a SWAT team to serve a warrant on a guy that they believe may be selling liquor illegally or a drug user or any of those other things. I don't agree with that at all. But somewhere out there, there has to be a happy medium. A lot of that goes to training and or lack of it. But somewhere out there, there has to be a happy medium. But for those of you like in Baltimore that have gotten out there and said, well, there's too much policing going on. Well, how about now? And that's what is awaiting the entire nation if this trend goes on. If we keep attacking them, if we keep saying, well, the unarmed man has no danger, can't you just shoot him in the leg? Spray him down with the pepper spray or the mace. How about just running away? Why'd you get out of the car? You know. Got to give him a little loose, a little bit of slack on certain things. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from Guns80.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at Guns80.com, Guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. I talk about this constant, it's like water. They're like water. You know how water constantly evaporates and then comes back to us in the form of rain? Well, they've constantly got ammo coming in, constantly got ammo going out, because they've been doing this for a combined total of 80 years. The three young men, I mean, these are young fellows, but they put their time in doing what they do. And that's they built the relationships. That's how they maintain the ammo level at 50 million rounds, 42 different calibers. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Some of the side discussions that came off of the Dallas PD shooting are fascinating. They are fascinating. First, we have some vacuous hostess on CNN getting out there and stating on television that it was both brave and courageous what the PD shooter did. How is that? That's not brave and courageous. Anybody that will go and shoot up a police department will think nothing of shooting up a school, lady. He'll think nothing of shooting up a bus. He'd think, you know, and he, this is a guy who has no control. Like you, maybe that's the thing. See, because liberals don't have control over themselves or their own emotions. So maybe that's where the identifying part comes in. That wasn't brave. That's the sickest thing I've ever heard. It was brave and courageous. Okay. It was brave and courageous to attack a bunch of guys who were just at work. How would you feel if that was CNN? How would you feel if CNN became the next Charlie Hebdo? Would they be brave and courageous for standing up to the oppression of CNN and the misinformation that's going on out there? Would that make them brave and courageous, or would they be terrorists? Or just common thugs or criminals, whatever you want to call them. Then on top of that, now, you know, Bloomberg doesn't care. I could go to Bloomberg tomorrow and say, I'm against guns, and he'd probably give me a job. I could say, I've got a media outlet, we can call it Mike Bloomberg Don't Like Guns at Genesis Communications. And, you know, I'm making bank. And that's all he would need. Right? I mean, it's obvious that he didn't do any sort of a background check or mental health background check on Shannon Watts. She got out there and blamed the attack on the Dallas PD on Greg Abbott signing open carry, which at the time that attack occurred, open carry had not been signed yet. Everything is blamed on open carry, which they had open carry in Texas before Greg Abbott ever signed it. They simply had it with long guns. You dummy. Her tweet, meanwhile, hashtag Texas governor signing hashtag open carry law today that police oppose. Gunman open fire at hashtag Dallas police. Coming from the British Telegraph, man planted bombs at U.S. Police HQ. A man planted pipe bombs outside Dallas's police headquarters before opening fire on the building and officers who tried to stop him, spraying the building and a squad car with Buritz. Oh, the hail of Buritz. Then there's Shannon Watts again. Why is at Governor Abbott ignoring 75% of hashtag Texas police chiefs like Art Acevedo, who oppose hashtag open carry, question mark, hashtag Dallas PD shooting, hashtag TXLEGE, hashtag GunSense website, all this other stuff. Yeah, I'm sure that was a lively discussion with Shannon on Twitter. This is one reason I don't use Twitter. Although they're supposedly going to raise the limit on how many characters you can put in a Twitter message and make it go a little bit above a text message. I don't know by how much. I might use Twitter then. Because my Twitter messages would be real short whenever I was responding to somebody like that. It'd be hashtag bite me, hashtag Shannon Watts, hashtag Manson girl. Hey, coming out of Florida. Okay, coming out of Florida. Their email that keeps flooding Florida gun owners there from an entity that's calling itself Florida Gun Rights, FLGR. But it's not coming from a grassroots group in Florida. Their corporate documents clearly show that their principal place of business is Colorado. Remember what I just said, Colorado. They call themselves Florida's only no-compromise gun lobby. They frequently attack the NRA and the Unified Sportsmen of Florida, but they don't have a clue about what's going on in Florida. That's because they don't have any presence in Florida. They merely have contracted with a corporate services firm to provide a Florida address to receive legal process. When they ask you to send them money to fund their imaginary operation, they use a Tallahassee, Florida address for you to mail your checks, but it's actually a drop box in a UPS store in a strip mall in Tallahassee, where UPS employees box up their customers' mail and ship it out to their customers' real address somewhere else. They have no registered lobbyist in Florida, which means either it's not really lobbying or that it's lobbying illegally. Their state director lives in Texas. And there's no evidence that he was ever in Florida. They're nothing but a sock puppet, Florida. A fundraising organization that, except for some paperwork formalities, has no presence in Florida, except as a shell game. And all of this originates from one entity, the National Association for Gun Rights. Now, if everybody out there listening is like, Bill, what's your problem? Why are you calling out another gun rights? This is the same one. This is Dudley Brown. This is Dudley again. Again. NAGR could do all of this on their own. They don't have to have a Florida gun rights. So the purpose of Florida gun rights seems to be conning you out of your money. Okay? Conning you out of your money. They ask gun owners to sign a petition to stop a bill to ban neighborhood ranges. There is no neighborhood shooting range bill to stop. There has been some controversy about a guy that had a neighborhood shooting range in Florida. But hey, Florida, you gun owners in Florida that are getting this stuff, you're being deceived. You're being deceived. This is not about, nobody's going to come and any money you send to these people, this is not going to result in you getting any action out of them. It's just going to result in you being a little poor and them having some of your money. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's a shell game. And it's of the worst kind because they're out there claiming to be a gun rights organization, which naturally everybody wants to be fighting for gun rights that owns guns for the most. Well, no, that's not even true in and of itself, is it? No. No. Heads up, Florida gun rights. If you live in Florida, send that particular email to the garbage bin. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, they have this depth. They have this depth per caliber that is, it's astounding. And they pay a lot of attention to what I would consider to be the main calibers when it comes to handguns and rifles. The more popular the weapon is, the deeper their bench is on selections of various calibers of ammo. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. One of the things gets thrown at the gun community all the time, and one of the ways that we're labeled as extremists and absolutists is we're constantly being told that we are unwilling to compromise. Now, compromise in the strictest sense means that you and I have an issue at hand, and you give me something, and I give you something, and that's a compromise. He agrees to a diminished setup on his side. I agree to a diminished setup on my side. That's a compromise. Gun control is never like that. It is never a compromise in the eyes of the gun controllers. They are simply moving. It's always a hand-over-hand climb. And they're trying to constantly do it on a knotted rope to help them hang on. That message can take various forms, but it always remains the same. We have drawn a line in the sand, and we are stubbornly willing not to cross it. Now, that's true. That part is true, and there's a reason why that's true. If you look at the things that people have tried over time, starting with the Civil War, when we had the Jim Crow prohibitions put in place against black people, then in 1934, when we had the NFA put in place because of some gangsters in Chicago and the fact that the United States made a cottage industry out of running bootleg whiskey, gun rights have been steadily chipped away since then. We've seen 8 decades of our rights being eroded or attacked piece by piece with no appeasement in sight from the left. No matter how many times what they propose and they actually pass and get in legislation, how much it doesn't work. No matter how much it doesn't work. We're constantly promised that there isn't a slippery slope, that we're just going to pass this one new law on top of the other 20,000 that we already have, because we just need this one, and that'll be the end of it. That's what we're told. Take, for example, there's this video out right now of this Connecticut veteran telling a Connecticut legislator that he will not comply. This is the statement from back coming from the lawmaker pushing for the registration of so-called assault rifles post-Sandy Hook. When they try to pass more gun legislation next year, no guarantees, but I don't think so, because we've done something on it. We have. And that happens a lot of times at the Capitol. When there's a controversial issue and you tackle it, it tends to go away. That's just the way it is. No, you'll be waiting for the next Sandy Hook-esque type episode to happen. You constantly try to make the next Sandy Hook-esque thing happen. And you ignore a lot of people doing it. You ignore a lot of tragedy doing it because you're not really interested in the children of Sandy Hook. You're not interested in the black children of Chicago. You're interested in taking guns away from law-abiding people. It doesn't go away. It hasn't for over 8 decades. The problem is there is no piece of gun legislation that's ever going to stop a single crime, an individual crime. It's never going to do it. The fact that there will at some point be another tragedy carried out with a firearm is indisputable. And when, not if, it occurs, it will be followed by calls for more gun control legislation targeting law-abiding gun owners in places like Washington State and Oregon and Colorado and Illinois and Maryland and New Jersey and New York. There will be calls for that federally, but, I mean, that's pretty much a dead issue. They keep trying to... I guess the Democrats just like wasting their time. But, they've introduced a bunch of crazy things like licensing. It'll be back. If they ever get the majority again, it'll be back. Despite all of the, swaps back and forth of power and everything over the last 2 decades, we've seen crime crash by half. So we know that no matter how low the crime rates drop and no matter what legislation has already been passed, they're further going to keep trying to come in to encroach on Second Amendment rights, because based upon what I see and based upon the data, the first thing I would say is we need to be passing guns out. We need to be giving everybody a voucher for a handgun. We need to take Kennesaw National. We need to make it a requirement, just like health care. We need to make it a requirement to be a gun owner in the United States. To this idea that we've drawn a line in the sand and we won't give another inch, that's really quite the misnomer, isn't it? How many gun owners out there are not members of anything when it comes to their rights? So, if I had to make a guess how many gun owners would actually fight in a revolution, okay, it'd probably be about as many as belong to an organization. Those that were able. Those that are actually engaged. Even those that belong to organizations, I don't know how engaged they are. The saving grace in that would be that the veterans would roll in. Because veterans are actually true patriots, because at one point or another they serve the country. And, they'll roll in. They'll make things better. But there's a reason why we've drawn a line in the sand. It's we don't want to give up another inch. And this is what we'll have. This is how the conversation will be. From the left, you'll get, we want another assault weapons ban. Gun owners say no. Then they say, okay, then we want universal background checks. Then we say no again. And then they say, okay, these guys aren't going to compromise. That's the same thing as somebody coming up to you and demanding your house, and then you say no, and then they say, okay, then give me your car, and then you deny them again. And they say, okay, he's unwilling to compromise. Why do I have to give you anything? What have I done to have to forfeit anything? And why does it have to be my rights? Then there's the recently announced Handgun License Purchasers Act of 2015, which has led to the biggest lie out there. This is where they're saying in Connecticut where, they, you know, to buy a handgun or something, you had to have to buy a permit, a license to buy it to begin with. And that they say that it has led to a 40% drop in this or that, which is the biggest lie out there on the planet today. But here's what I would propose. First of all, eliminate state and local firearm purchasing permits altogether. Establish a national firearm purchasing permit. Some of you are lighting torches right now, ready to burn me down, but hang on. Eliminate the NICS program altogether. If we all have a license showing that we've been through a background check, then the NICS program serves no purpose at all. The card could be used to show that we're not a prohibited possessor to both personal sellers and FFL holding dealers. Add an optional concealed open carry certification stamp to the permit, which would then also be recognized in all 50 states. Now we don't have to worry about becoming felons for crossing a border. Eliminate and prohibit gun registries on the national, state, and local level, because we've all been vetted. Even as private sellers, we've all been vetted. Set a reasonable one-time cost associated with the permit and carry stamp, $30, $50, and with subsequent price increases pegged to the consumer price index. This would prevent politicians from utilizing the permit and trying to make it something you can't ever avoid. Make the mandate shall issue. There's your compromise. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a... I got an open mic on your end. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm looking at their website right now. Right there on their front page, they got two deals going on right now. They have the Federal Champion 9mm 115-grain full metal jacket, good training round, 50 rounds per box, $11.47. For good quality ammo. With brass case, $11.47. Then they have the self-defense type ammo, Federal HydroShock 40 caliber, 165-grain jacketed hollow point, 20 rounds per box. Regularly $18.97 a box. On sale, $11.97 a box. Ha! Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My chat room ninjas, I think I may have upset them. I was just having fun with the gun grabbers. They're never going to actually get out there and say, of course we'd like to have a national license one time ever. I agree with everybody out there that, you know, we're given the God-given right to defend ourselves. However, you know, one of the things that was pointed, well, it wasn't pointed out, but the Founding Fathers felt the need to point out that that should be codified, and that's why they did the Second Amendment. This would sort of be like a reconfirmation of the Second Amendment that you would carry around in your wallet. Think about it. Hey, in San Francisco, one of the things that's been upheld by the Supreme Court just sitting on their hands is the ban on hollow point ammunition. This is one of their laws they passed, which they say is going to save lives, and it's actually going to do just the opposite. And that's because a hollow point bullet is designed to hit a target and stop. It expands the frontal surface as it's traveling through flesh, gets out there, and it slows things down. It's like an air brake, except it's going through flesh. Hollow points are exceptional self-defense rounds because they also don't over-penetrate. That's a big issue. These, you know, 9mm is a fast-moving round. Any full metal jacket round nowadays, with the exception of .45 caliber, you know, typically those are going out at about, what, 900 feet per second, and it dumps all the energy on impact. Or so they say. I've never been shot by one going, well, I fed all of the energy dumping in me on impact. San Francisco says that these hollow points have got to be banned. So they've gotten out there and all they allow is Full Metal Jacket. Of course, there's going to be a day, one day, and I wonder if the cops get out there and they're saying, yep, we too are only going to use Full Metal Jacket. Because the cops in New York want to carry hollow points. See, the cops in New York, they need every little edge they can get, because they've got a 12-pound trigger on their weapon already, which is, four times the weight of the gun that they have to pull. They have the so-called New York trigger. In July 1998, the New York Times reported that the NYPD was switching from Full Metal Jacket bullets to hollow points, because Full Metal Jackets had demonstrated a propensity to go through the intended targets and damage or harm unintended persons or things. NYPD Police Commissioner at the time, Howard Safir, put it this way: we are in fact going to switch to hollow point ammunition as soon as we receive it. They're much safer than fully jacketed bullets, which will go through a person or tumble through a person's organs and then continue on and hit innocent victims. And this is just fact. In the meantime, in the land of fine Frankenstein, you have this ban on hollow points because they're so lethal. We don't want lethal bullets. We want nice, homogenous bullets. We want bullets that, they're not going to, they're not going to really hurt anybody. That is the craziest thing I've ever had an idea to hear of before. When I heard that, this whole idea, folks, don't get out there and do non-lethal, please. Because, one, you're getting out there and you're like, this is going to stop them, but it ain't going to kill them. And then when you use it and they're still coming, then you have just long enough for your brain to process this now what message in your head, except it's probably going to be something along the lines of, oh, something else. But it's not even going to get completed because then you're going to get hit. You're going to be in physically. You're going to be going hand to hand at that point. Getting out there and trying to be non-lethal in self-defense is stupid. Unless you're Bruce Lee. If you're Bruce Lee and you can shoot like Masaud Ayoub and fight like Bruce Lee, by all means, get out there and go non-lethal, folks. Just beat them half to death, just far enough to get them to leave you alone. If you can do it 100% of the time, go for it. Otherwise, train like there is no tomorrow. Get out there and practice to shoot center mass. Get up there, pull the gun, pull the trigger until until center mass goes down. All of this is lost on the left because their legislating impetus is based on emotion rather than reason. They're stuck on thoughts of how painful a hollow point must be, how much damage a hollow point must do. And they never arrive at the rational conclusion that such a bullet, if in fact so effective, will enable law-abiding citizens to equalize the playing field and defend themselves when under attack and not hurt their neighbor, not hurt a child in the next room, not hit a dog or a plant or something else across the street. And believe me, okay, when you shoot somebody accidentally, and I'm saying this from experience, when you do that accidentally, it is horrifying. It is a scar, the like of which you will never get rid of. It is one of those moments where if you're lucky enough to where nobody really gets hurt, then you only have to live with the whole horrendous idea that you shot somebody accidentally, that you didn't mean to. And believe me, that is truly a burden to bear. These legislators don't understand that. They don't understand this idea that a Full Metal Jacket just keeps on going and going and going like the bunny. And this is pretty stupid. I sincerely hope the San Francisco PD, of which the founder of Battlecomp used to be a SFPD officer. And so I know that, San Francisco police officers, some of them are, I'm sure they got bad apples too, but they're police officers like any other police officer. I hope they get to carry hollow points. But why aren't the civilians? Well, let's take this into context. San Francisco probably doesn't issue concealed carry permits is what I'm thinking. The only people carrying concealed carry weapons in San Francisco are probably coming from Sacramento, where I understand it's much easier to get one. And so what are the chances of a group of concealed carriers being in San Francisco at any one time? I guess probably not much of one at all. But, you know, this is another one of these things. This is where, in matters of deadliness, okay, and look upon all things, folks. Look at, when it comes to something like this, you got to look at yourselves, you got to look at the cops, look at the military. We don't need to have the Boy Scouts. We don't need to be the Boy Scouts. We need to be the epitome of something horrific in that moment if we're a civilian. In that moment, if somebody attacks us, we're going to have to set aside all civility. We're going to have to set aside all manners, and we're going to have to go absolutely, you know, futile. And that's what we should do. Because in that moment, we're maintaining an obligation to our family, and at the same time, we're doing something for the community if we deal with a criminal. I saw something the other day where a cop was being beat. He got hit so hard with a flagpole, the flagpole broke over his shoulder. And then he shot the guy a few times, which, hey, that's a better cop than me. If somebody's coming at me with a flagpole, the freeze frame's going to be with him with that flagpole over his head about to try to hit me. And then he's going to die. Plain and simple. Coming up next from Gun Owners of America, we're going to have Larry Pratt on. We're going to just talk about what might be coming down the road, what is coming down the road, and what we may be able to do about it. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.